Pakistanis have condemned the death of a prominent rights activist, Khurram Zaki. Protesters called on government to take action against the Kafidi groups who they say were responsible for his death. Zaki was one of the five Shias who were gunned down in 3 days in Pakistan. Muhammad Turi reports from the port city of Karachi.
Protesters have held a rally in the Pakistani city of Karachi mourning the death of a prominent journalist and human rights activist, Khurram Zaki. Zaki was gunned down on Saturday while he was coming back home. He was famous for his fearless criticism of the Takfiri ideology.
One after another, Shia professionals are being killed, and that's raising serious questions over the effectiveness of the ongoing military operation Zarb-e-Azb. Mourners here say that the state's policies against Takfiris seems unchanged.
Zaki was the fifth Shia Muslim killed in a three-day period. On Thursday, two lawyers and two teachers were also shot and killed in the city of Dera Ismail Khan.
The state of Pakistan cannot protect its citizens. This ongoing military operation is doing everything against non-Takfiri elements, but they are openly allowing Takfiri banned outfits to do their activities across the country. They have killed our doctors and other professionals, but it seems the government has not changed its policy against Takfiri terrorists so far.
Zaki's family called on the government to bring the perpetrators to justice and called for actions against Takfiri groups.
What is this national action plan? It's a joke if you're allowing banned outfits in election. They're freely doing all their political activities. That clearly shows the national action plan has lost its direction.
A splinter group of Pakistani pro-Taliban militants claimed responsibility for the attack. The spokesman for the group said they killed him because of his recent campaign against a cleric of the Red Mosque in Islamabad. Zaki and other campaigners had filed a court case charging Abdulaziz with incitement to hatred and violence against the Shia minority. Zaki led street protests against Aziz, demanding the cleric be arrested and charged with hate speech for allegedly justifying attacks such as the 2014 Peshawar school massacre. Pro-Taliban militant groups have carried out many attacks in Karachi, Pakistan's biggest city, which is home to numerous ethnic groups. Activists are increasingly among those targeted in Karachi. Muhammad Turi, Press TV, Karachi.